So we're joined by Jim Beatty, and just before we finish this off, it does find us all a little quizzical about why Tony La Russa didn't make a bigger deal of this. Jim Beatty, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, one of the things you talked about was the psychological win that Kenny Rogers had put in their hitters' minds that, you know, if he is or if he isn't, you know, let's take a look, and, you know, if he throws a pitch a certain way, maybe it's acting a little bit funny. If Tony La Russa, and again, for whatever reason, Tony dealt with it the way he did, he could have approached it differently. I know that he almost apologized from his quotes in the paper. He almost apologized to his team for not being more aggressive on it, but he could have played the same mind game with Kenny Rogers, balking, really putting up a stink, causing a lot of problems for Kenny Rogers, getting him out of his rhythm, making him think that every little thing that he does out there will be under scrutiny. And that might have affected Rogers' approach as well. So the explanations that came from Rogers, that came from the umpires, the way it was handled, I think it allowed the game to go ahead smoothly. But I think, you know, there was an interesting quote by Frank Robinson the last couple of days where Frank said, you know, these coaches and managers have been with each other. They've moved around to different teams. There's friendship that has gone on in the game so that sometimes things aren't approached to help your team win. And he said Frank's approach, or his response to it was, there is no place in baseball, there is no place in sports for friendships like that when you're out there trying to win baseball games.
Well, I completely agree that I think this has everything to do with a long-term relationship and respect and friendship between Leland and La Russa, and he was not ready for it. Here's some more from Eric Burns.
Time around.
Well, he had respect for the pitcher, and for Kenny. I think he had respect for Jim Leland, and I think he had respect for the game of baseball, and he didn't want this to be held in controversy. But let me tell you something. I think baseball needs a little controversy. This is an American society that loves gossip, that loves controversy. And I'll tell you what, I think that this right here is actually good for the game. I think this might even help the ratings for Major League Baseball. Why do you think Fox was searching for something like this? Because this is a regionalized World Series. This is a World Series that first game was one of the lowest rated World Series of all time because it's regionalized. You're talking about the same markets in Detroit and St. Louis. So I think this is good. That the steroid controversy's over. The labor agreement's just about done. All of a sudden, here we have it. We got controversy again.